about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot to talk about. Apparently, doctors are a little nervous that the new psychiatric guide that we use, the DSM, the newest diagnostic statistical manual of mental disorders that's being set to be updated, may unfortunately cause many people to be quote-unquote drugged who don't need it. So we're going to talk about the updates and why doctors are petitioning against it. We're also going to be talking about how a new study has found that there is no benefit in limiting salt on diet, which is something that's opposite what we've been told for years. We're also finding that children are already accessing porn by the age of 6 and start flirting with people online by age 8. Then they also found why men seem to die younger than women. They think they figured out what the mechanism is. I know, lovely topic, isn't it? I hate those topics. They're depressing. But you know what? We'll get through it. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 1,500 milligrams a day of sodium is what many of us doctors have been telling you to get that sodium down to. Because if you take in less sodium, it has been found to prevent heart attacks, strokes. We've been telling people over than 50, blacks, people with high blood pressure, diabetics, people with chronic kidney disease, to cut back their salt. We've been telling everybody to cut back their salt below 2.4 milligrams, but if you have any of those conditions like heart disease, kidney disease, strokes, I also included diabetics with this, we would tell you, okay, go down to 1.5 grams or 1,500 milligrams, all right? Well, this new study, this expert committee commissioned by the Institute of Medicine at the behest of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, whenever the CDC behests you, you do it, said there was no rationale for anyone to aim for sodium levels below the 2,300 milligrams a day. The group has examined new evidence that has emerged since the last such report was issued back in 2005. They say as you go below the 2,300 mark, there is really no data in terms of benefit, and, you know, they actually think that there may be potential harm. He explained that the possible harms of cutting back your salt too much included increased rates of heart attacks and an increased risk of death. The committee was not asked to specify an optimal amount of sodium and did not make any recommendations. So all they said is you probably don't have to lower it that much. All right, so what does that mean for you? Well, I'd say hold off because I don't think you guys are still eating in the 2,300 range. You see, the average American eats at least 3,400 milligrams a day. But keep in mind, it's not that you're adding salt. I never really add salt to food. I never have. My parents always, you know, my dad pretended to like my mom's cooking, but everything was really bland, and there was never a salt shaker in our house. I remember needing salt for a school product, a project, and we had to actually go out to the store to get it. We just never really cook with salt, so we never had it growing up. But, nowadays, when you get food, at the Chinese restaurant or fast food or any, you know, your frozen dinners, let's say, these all have high amounts of sodium. There's sodium in soda. I mean, there's sodium in everything. So it's very easy for you to have high levels. So where a lot of doctors, I think, are going to be going with this study that was published is they're going to say, look, all right, we still don't want you going crazy with salt. It just, you don't have to go as strict and as desiccate of it as once suggested. Because I got to tell you, 1,500 milligrams of salt, that is really hard to do. Now, for those of you who are vegetarians, you know, and for those of you who really eat fresh, it's not that hard to do. If you're cutting on your bread, if you're cutting on your processed food, and you're cooking your fish, you're cooking your chicken, you're cooking your vegetables, it's actually doable. There is natural amounts of sodium in chicken and vegetables, etc. So we'll be talking about that after the break. You know, just levels of sodium naturally in the food. But, you know, you could do it. But for those of you that eat out or have a very busy schedule like a lot of us do, and, you know, we will grab a burger on the run, not good. Even your salad dressing. Somebody like, yeah, I eat salads. Yeah, but your salad dressing could have sodium. So my recommendation is try to stay around the 2,400, maybe the 2,000 mark. But if it's really difficult and you feel like you'd rather die than eat a 1,500 milligram salt diet, this study may kind of help you relax a little bit. Basically, in this study, they looked at 232 Italian patients. That must be hard to live in Italy and not be able to eat sodium, because, man, Italian food's my favorite. With aggressively treated moderate to severe congestive heart failure. And they had these people eat either 2,700 milligrams of sodium a day or 1,800. Those consuming the lower level of sodium had three times the number of hospital admissions than those in the higher salt group. So you're telling me that lower salt put these people more at risk of being in the hospital. Also, the people at the lower sodium group, the 1,800 milligrams of sodium a day, more than twice as many deaths than people at the higher sodium group. So when you see something like this, that scares the, you know, the boogie out of you. Another study looked at 28,000 subjects with high blood pressure, ages 55 and older, looked at their sodium consumption, etc. And they found, again, as well, not much different with not much of a health improvement with those that cut back their sodium. And I called that when I was in medical school. I'm like, you're telling people to cut back their salt. They do, and their blood pressure is still high. Well, that's because some of you have high blood pressure not related to your salt intake. We talked about high blood pressure, how you could have fluid overload because the salt in your body absorbs extra fluid. But the rest of us have other issues, like our arteries harden a little bit. We have this angiotensin system that decides to go a little rogue and cause this cascade of events that, you know, increases your blood pressure. Not really caused by salt, from what we understand. So, again, take this study with a grain of salt. But maybe we don't have to be as stressed cutting it back as sharply as we have. All right, guys, don't go away. Kids looking at porn by the age of 6. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotShotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotShotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so apparently a report has come out saying children usually start watching porn on the internet from the age of 6. Are you kidding me? 6? And they will start flirting online when they're 8 years old. And you know where they got this information from? The parents. More than 19,000 patients worldwide, according to Daily Mail, took part in this survey with data compiled using information on which sites they choose to block and which their children have access to regularly. The study found that almost a quarter of children had at least one social network account by the time they were 12. Remember, you can't even join Facebook until you're 13. But one had an account by the time they were 12 years old, and many lie about their age when creating online profiles. 2% of computer addicts were 5 years old. 17% were social media users by age 10. Overall, they say kids are turning to computer games and things like instant messaging younger and younger than they used to be. Now, the study was published by Bit Defender, which is, I guess, a creator of an antivirus software. They also found that gaming, hacking, and hate websites also are go-to sites for kids. Now, I mean, when I was six, okay, I don't even think I knew what boobies were. This blows my mind. And, I mean, what really blows my mind is it's the parents admitting this. The parents are admitting that their kids are looking at porn by age six. Now, the one thing I see my kids do is they like, gosh, you guys would know who these are, Something and Peel. They're these comedians that do these funny skits. God, I can't think of it. It's Something and Peel. They're pretty famous. Or they watch Nagi Higa, another comedian. So there's these crazy YouTube videos that get out there. And, I mean, these people have huge followings. I mean, they're funny. And they, you know how, like, radio, you podcast, these people put these videos up online, and these kids watch them, and they're really not dirty that I could see. Yeah, I think some of the subjects are more for teenagers on up, but, you know, they're not dirty. And I watch, and I see that the kids look at that. I mean, they're really, they love YouTube videos. They are all over YouTube videos. I don't know what porn is on YouTube. I don't know if YouTube even allows porn. If they do, I'm sorry, I'm naive about that. But from what I understand, I mean, my kids cannot access porn due to our locks that we have. I still, you know, look and check and see what they look at, and you could always look at the history, and, you know, we still make sure that the computers are off, and I always get up, and when I check to make sure they're breathing, I still do that as a mom. You know, I just make sure I hear, you know, one snore so it's easy. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to go over and put my hand on his chest. You know, the other one, though, I still do because he's a real quiet. I mean, nothing. He's just lying there just stiff, and I always get scared. So I know that their computers are off. They're not looking at a iPad underneath their covers, et cetera. But, I mean, what's going on? Why would a six-year-old even be interested in that? I mean, think about when you were six. Did you, I mean, the only thing I would know about boobies is, you know, my older sister and her friends would make jokes about it. But I thought body parts were disgusting. Kids at that age do. You know, it's funny with kids, and, you know, we give pointers to parents on how to address body parts. But, you know, one of the biggest questions I have with parents is my kid is always touching himself. You get that especially with boys, parents of boys. So, you know, the kid is like 2-3 years old. He's sitting there in the bathtub, and he just plays, right? You know, I mean, my kids did the same thing. You know, they're like, Mom, look, it's the Kraken. And, you know, it'll come up above the water line so I could see it. And, of course, because I'm Mom, I'm like, ah, right? You know, and so they think it's funny that I'm screaming, you know, because it's the Kraken. And, that's just what boys do. Okay, I mean, it's a funny appendage. It's something the kids giggle about. And then you have to talk to them about appropriateness. You know, grandma's coming over. You got to make sure you have, you know, you can't be running around in underwear. Keep your pants on. I remember one of my brothers would just take off his diaper because he thought it was fun. It was like a toddler diaper because he was really late in potty training. So he was in it. I hope neither brother is listening to the show. I'm not telling you which brother. He was kind of late in potty training. So he would think it's so funny that he would just rip off his diaper when he was three, his toddler diaper. And I'd be like, stop it, put it back on. And so they think it's funny. So sometimes it's the reaction the parents do, and then they realize it's funny. Now, I grew up in a family, though, where nobody's naked. I mean, you know, if you get into a bath or shower, you get your clothes on. Nobody ran around naked. My mom didn't. My dad didn't. Once my dad peed, you know, and the bathroom door was a crack open, and I saw him standing up, and that's when I was like, oh, I must be peeing wrong. I should be standing and peeing. And, you know, my mom's like, you have to close the door. Dolly saw that. I didn't see anything. I just saw that he was standing when he peed, and I thought I was doing it wrong because I'm supposed to grow up and be a man and be like my daddy. So, you know, how does a six-year-old then, what happens in their development where a six-year-old then would be attracted to porn? Something's not right. And to me, I would then blame the parents, or I would blame older brother. It means they are seeing a behavior that they want to mimic because they think it's proper behavior of older people. If me as a little girl thought I was supposed to pee standing up like my dad, then I could see why a six-year-old would say, well, I need to be like my dad. My dad looks at this, so I'm going to look at this. Because I don't think a six-year-old brain has sexual attraction at that level. Most six-year-olds have no idea what sexy is or whatever. Unless, you know, they're in a family where it's like, oh, never look at boobies, or never look at this, and they're curious. Not a lot of six-year-olds are curious about that. They're curious about mud. They're curious about worms. They're curious about sparkly, glittery jewelry. They're curious about paint and mixing colors of paint. They're curious about taking their, you know, glass of milk and throwing ketchup in it and maple syrup and a whole variety of things and throwing their toy in it and seeing if it floats. That's what six-year-old kids are interested in. They're really not interested in porn. But then you look at the study further. By 8 years old, they're flirting. Flirt. Eight-year-olds, how do they know how to flirt? Now, one of you had asked me about early puberty about a year ago. And are these kids going through early puberty? And that's why we're seeing sex in grade school and middle school. I don't even want to think about it. I'm going to vomit my breakfast if I even think about, you know, these kids having sex in grade school. But when I was in medical school, if a child was going through puberty by 8 years old, we called it precocious puberty. It's kind of early. But a lot of times after 8, 9 years old, you would start seeing girls. It wasn't considered abnormal for a girl to start going through puberty at that age. I remember in the fifth grade, many of the girls in my class already had boobies and periods. I did, and I was kind of a late bloomer. But then again, remember, I went from a trainee bra to a double D. I mean, it was like, you know, within a month, scared the hell out of my folks. But where was I going with this? Yeah, so if there's early puberty, then I could see where there would be that flux of sex hormones and then maybe that desire to flirt. But you wouldn't see that in boys. And then 8 years old, I mean, a girl going through puberty, she's really going to go online and try to find people to flirt with. So, I mean, why I'm kind of scared about this is, you know, okay, it's one thing if these kids are mimicking family members. But if they aren't, what the heck is happening to our kids? What's in the water? What is going on? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And, you know, so what do you, you know, what's the take home on this? So the take home on this is, one, look and see what your kids are doing. All right. The idea of, well, we got to give our kids their privacy and trust. No, I think it's more important for these kids to know that you are on top of it and you are all over it. Then, oh, my mom and dad trust me, and they're giving me this, they're giving me this leeway. Not a six-year-old, and not an eight-year-old. You are boss. You are king of the castle to your six-year-old and to your eight-year-old. You're also boss to your teenager. Now, let's say you want your teenager to show that you have trust issues, so you allow them to go to a party by themselves. Okay, you could do that, all right? But you better have them on your GPS. There's ways to plant GPS, I guess, on their car or on their wallet. I don't know. And I guess there's ways for you to even slow down the car so it doesn't go past 55 miles an hour. But, I mean, just be on top of it. You know, trusting kids and not supervising are completely two different things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, when we talk about salt and the diet and, you know, maybe we've been wrong about limiting the amount of salt, the one thing we've continually told all of you and all of us, and I've learned ever since I was little, is you always have to eat your fruits and vegetables. And we talked about the colorful vegetables because they have more of the antioxidants, more of the vitamins, especially potassium. The key to long life, they found, is potassium in your food. Now, you don't want to overdose on potassium. Don't be taking potassium pills. These potassium pills could cause your levels to rise higher in the blood, and then you could end up having cardiac arrhythmia. So that's kind of serious stuff. But for the most part, eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables has always been the mainstay for good health. Maybe that's why they found that leak with sodium, because sometimes the higher the potassium, the lower the sodium. The higher the sodium, the lower the potassium. There's that mechanism that happens in the kidneys where you could lose more potassium the higher your sodium is. So that's why we've also lowered sodium, because it helps with your potassium. Well, now they're saying if you're going to be eating vegetables, like your colorful ones, don't forget about the white vegetables. So when we tell you to eat your greens, they say don't forget to eat your whites. They say cauliflower, onions, mushrooms, turnips, even potatoes are packed full of nutrients and often overlooked. Now, it was never overlooked by the Dr. Dahlia Show. We talked about potatoes and how healthy they could be, especially the vitamins right underneath the skin. But a team from Purdue University in Indiana say that white vegetables are a forgotten source of nutrients and that they actually represent a quote-unquote nutrient powerhouse in their own right. I love onions, not a fan of cauliflower, not a fan of mushrooms, but I love potatoes. Onions and potatoes? Yeah, I know. You got to be careful, though, because you also want to load it up with butter. Professor Connie Weaver said it is important to remember that color does not predict nutritive value of the vegetable. It's recommended that you include dark green and orange vegetables, but there's no recommendation for white vegetables. And white vegetables have magnesium, potassium, fiber, a lot of potassium's in a potato. I've been telling you guys for years, you know, potatoes have a lot of potassium. Excuse me. Now, this does contradict a study we gave you a couple months ago saying the more colorful, the better. Remember, there was a study saying the more colorful, vibrant type vegetables that attract you, those are the ones to eat. You know, but I've seen dull looking carrots. I've seen rich looking carrots. You know, I think to think that cauliflower and turnips and jicama, is jicama a vegetable or a fruit? I don't know. I mean, this is how I look at it. If you're going to be eating a steak or you're going to be eating a cheeseburger or you're going to have a bowl of vegetables that have, you know, cauliflower and turnips and jicama and tomatoes, I mean, you're still better off eating the vegetables. So just realize, though, fiber is also huge. Fiber protects against cancer and high cholesterol. So if you think, well, potatoes have high carbohydrates and cauliflowers have high carbohydrates, I don't know if cauliflowers have that much carbohydrate. Remember, cauliflowers do make you poop, right? You know, they're all kind of curdly, right? And they kind of stalky. Those things make you poop. Maybe it makes you poop because I can't stand the taste of cauliflower. I can't stand the smell of it being cooked. I cannot stand. I mean, it was so embarrassing. I'd be playing outside with my friends. My mom would be cooking dinner, and I guess, you know, my friends would say, oh, my gosh, what's that stench? Oh, it's coming from that house. And I'm walking going, please let it not be my house. Please let it not be my house. And I get closer, and you hear, pew, oh, my gosh. I feel sorry for the kid that has to eat there. Dolly, oh, Dolly, that's your house. What's your parents feeding you? And I'm like, she's making cauliflower. And they're like, oh, that sucks. it was horrible. Oh, my gosh. That's probably when bullying started. Yeah, bullying started because people smelled what my mom was cooking. So anyway, smart thing to do, to look at your veggies. Now, skin cancer. As we're going into the spring and the summer, we're going to be talking about a lot of skin cancer stories. I know. You know what? It's my job. I got to do it. But this was interesting. A study has come out looking at different areas of the head and neck in men and women where skin cancer strike. Now, usually we know that men seem to get it on their face and on their arm, especially their left arm. Women seem to get cancer more on their right arm and their legs. It's because of where men and women usually sit in the car. Even though I like to do a lot of the driving in the house, you know, usually daddy wants to drive, daddy gets to drive. Something about daddy's not liking to be in the passenger seat when mom is driving. You know, I guess they get emasculated. But, you know, when you're driving, we drive to L.A. all the time. Yeah, I got one arm out in the sun. He's got the other arm out in the sun. So we know usually those body parts do. But what about the head and neck? Now, 20% of aggressive skin cancers, right, and we're talking about the melanomas, occur on the head and neck. So for those of you looking at your, you know, arms and your chest thinking you're good, you know, you got to look everywhere. And a lot of times you can't really see your own head and neck. And we're talking like the back of the head and neck. So a study looked at 279 head and neck melanomas diagnosed in 121 men and 158 women who were in their 70s. And they lived in the Champagne-Ardennes region of France. I've never been to France. That's on my bucket list. They found two distinct patterns. In men, they said 57% of the melanomas were in the peripheral area of the head and neck, like the scalp, forehead, temple, ears, and neck, while 43% developed them on the eyelids, nose, cheeks, chin, and mouth, and central area. Yet in women, 78% of the melanomas were on the central area, 21% in the peripheral. Peripheral cancers were more common on the left side of the men and the right side in women. And, of course, melanomas are more invasive. So they also blame the driving. Right? I also wonder if it's because women cover their head more. Women wear hats. Women have more hair. So maybe men are getting more exposure. But also, a lot of us women, we wear makeup. Now, okay, they were looking at women and men in France, the Champagne region. Now, I don't know if they're very makeup-y like us American women, but maybe the older women don't put the makeup on, and a lot of our makeup has sunscreen. So a lot of us are protecting our central areas of our face and head because we have a 15 SPF sunscreen. Not that the 15 is good enough. I mean, you're supposed to reapply. Most of us put our makeup on once and tell our 3-4 o'clock patients to just deal with it if they don't like the way our makeup looks after 8 hours of use. So when it comes to melanoma, let's quickly review. We talk about this all the time. What could be a melanomous mole? And yes, I just made that word up. All right. Well, you look for the ABCDEs. Remember, A is asymmetry. If the mole is nice and symmetrical, like a freckle, and equal on both sides, there's a good chance it's probably okay. But if it's off on one side, it doesn't have symmetry, that could be cancerous. B, for border. If the border is not smooth, but it's kind of chaotic looking and irregular, that could be a melanoma. Remember, cancer is chaotic. A melanocyte becoming a melanoma is a cell going rogue and then growing and feeding on itself and growing and growing and growing. No rhyme or reason, no well demarcation control over the situation. C is color. Usually freckles, moles have a homogeneous color. If the colors start to vary, that means there's excess melanocytes in one aspect than another, could be a sign of growth. D in the ABCDs of cancer and melanoma. D would be diameter. Once a mole starts to grow over a centimeter, maybe over the size of a pencil eraser, that could be concerning. E is elevation. If the mole elevates, starts to not grow out but grow up, that's an issue as well. Many of you have these big plaque type moles on your body, the seborrhea keratoses. These are things that defy the ABCDEs. They're benign. But again, it's very hard for me to diagnose over the phone or over, the radio waves. Have your doctor, medical provider check it out and let you know what they think, if it needs to be biopsied or not. But interesting study nonetheless on melanoma. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about the secret to long life, why women live longer. And as they're thinking about lowering the DUI limit, are they going to think about looking at sleep deprivation when it comes to driving? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please remember to check out our website at drdahlia.com and sign into our guest book. It's always nice to hear where you guys are listening from and why you listen. No, we know why you listen, because you guys are pretty smart. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a new study has, I guess, determined why women live longer than men. And they think it's because women's immune systems age more slowly. From what we understand, life expectancy is starting to rise to the point where men are living well into their late 70s and women to their 80s. Now, this study was led by Professor Hatsuyuki Hirokawa from Tokyo Medical and Dental University. And they found that age-related changes in various immunological parameters differ between men and women, and that their findings indicate a slower rate of decline in these immunological parameters in women than in men is consistent with the fact that women live longer than do men. All right, now some of you think, well, if you're married, it kills you. It doesn't. Men who are married live longer than men who aren't married, so you can't blame that. So basically, Professor Hirokawa looked at blood samples from healthy volunteers from a wide range of ages. So they looked at the blood of 356 men and women between the ages of 20 and 90 years old, and they looked at their levels of white blood cells and immune system signaling molecules. These are called the cytokines. And in men and women, the number of white blood cells per person decreased with age. But a closer study looked at the difference between men and women. And the rate of decline of your T cells and B cell lymphocytes, we talked about the T cells that get attacked in HIV and AIDS. We talked about the bacteria fighting properties of B cells. These, they found, were deteriorating and declining faster in men. They also looked at the cytokines interleukin 6 and interleukin 10. We've talked about on the show, but it puts people to sleep. And they found that those also more rapidly decline in men. Now, we also have the CD4 T cells and the natural killer cells. These are two specific types of cells in our immune system that will destroy foreign invaders. These are the cells that also get attacked by HIV. And when we look to see how far the HIV has gotten and what damage it's doing, we look at your CD4 and your natural killer cell numbers. And many times HIV causes them to drop. Well, they're saying that the increase in these cells rise in women as opposed to men. So women just seem to have more of a defense system and an immune system than men. Now, why would that be? Okay? Well, one is if men have more inflammatory states, high cholesterol, different diet than women, maybe inflammation could damage the immune response. What about evolutionary-wise? You know, what about evolution? Why would this happen? Well, you know, women in evolution, the female animal species, usually protects the young, all right, and then protects the young. I mean, they're usually kind of, you know, like den mothers, etc. The male species is usually the one that brings the food. I know sometimes lionesses do the hunting. I know. Some of us women bring all the bacon. I get it. But for the most part, in the animal world, the male species is the one that brings home most of the food. They hunt, they gather, they build the shelter, etc. Whereas the women are doing the nesting and the protection of the young. Maybe in evolution, the male animal species' job is done after he donates his reproductive chromosomes, after he sets up shelter, hunts food. Maybe in evolution, the older man doesn't have as many, I guess, advantages or things he could offer and contribute as an evolutionary female. I know. You know what? I'm pulling this out of my sigmoid. Look, I'm just trying to figure out why a woman would live longer. I mean, they also think, you know, it could be the estrogen, etc. But whenever anything like this happens, I like to look at what would be the evolutionary advantage to a woman living longer than a man in animal species or in the human species. Now, I don't know much about dingoes and, you know, frogs and boa constrictors. So I don't know much about females living longer than male. I mean, we know with the black widow spider, most female black widows eat the male, except for one species where it's the opposite. We know female species do usually outlive. Why is that? Maybe it's because the female species can still offer some sort of protection. I mean, my grandma, she knew how to use a gun. I mean, I was scared of my grandma. I mean, she was one tough woman, you know? So when grandpa's arthritis, grandpa was a football player, younger days didn't have the, you know, same type of protections that our current football players have. So when he'd have his gouty arthritis and his hands were completely crippled, Grandma was the one that held the gun. So, she'd tell him he was useless, and I mean, you know, horrible things. I hate it when I see a woman tell her husband they're useless. That's not right. They aren't. None of you are useless. Don't ever feel that way. Yeah, and you know what? By the way, if your grandkids make you feel that way, smack them upside, well, I'm not allowed to say smack them upside the head, but give them a good talking to, because I think grandkids are really underutilizing their elders. I was so proud of the fact that my kids, when they were asking me questions about the 1950s and World War II, etc., I was so proud that, you know, when I said, do you want to talk to Grandma about that, you know, because Grandpa's dead, both grandpas are dead, but my mom's still alive, and I'm like, go talk to my mom. Now, you know, of course, you know, grandmas get a little insulted, you know, when you ask them about, you know, World War I or, abacuses and, the Stone Age, but then I had to quickly intervene before, you know, she got all her corsets in a ruffle, saying, you know, look, you know, they're really interested in what life was like during that time. All I could do is talk to them about the 70s and 80s. What do you remember that, you know, from your parents and, you know, about the Great Depression, et cetera? And then she went off and talked. But a study even came out how we really underutilize grandparents, especially since we have Google. If somebody wants to look up something on the Great Depression or on World War II, they Google it, right? You don't have to go to a library. You don't have to get an encyclopedia. But what about calling Grandma? What about calling Grandpa? I mean, the last remaining soldier of World War I died last year, right? The last living veteran from World War I. So we really don't have anybody that can now tell us true account stories, you know? Now, I remember when I was little, one of my relatives was getting Alzheimer's. So when my dad would say, go talk to them, I'm like, they're going to babble. But you know what? It makes them feel, that was because I was a real rude kid. But, it makes us feel useful. I mean, why do you think I'm on the radio for 3 hours a day? My kids don't want to listen to me. My husband, do you think he wants to listen to me? But hopefully you guys do. It makes me feel good that somebody's listening. All right? So if your kids don't really spend time talking to grandma or grandpa, or you think the kids aren't going to like what they say, throw the topic out. Get a topic that the kids are going to be interested in, hopefully something historical. You know, I mean, like right now in the news, they're talking about Benghazi and the cover-up. They're talking about the IRS going after conservatives. And on the news, they are showing similarities between the Watergate scandal and the scandal now of our current administration. Well, I'm sure some of the kids watching the news want to know what was going on with Watergate. Now, I was a little kid. I knew what was going on with Watergate, but I don't know the specifics like my parents would have. And so if your kids ask, tell grandma, grandpa, sit down and tell them what Watergate was. That's not the most fascinating. I'll have my mom talk about the Kennedy assassination with the kids. Now, of course, you know, she will go on a tangent. That's what grandmas do. Well, I was actually at the store, and I was buying. No, I wasn't at the store. I was at, you know, she could go on for 20 minutes. But you know what? Makes her feel good. All right, when we come back, what is broken heart syndrome and what is actually happening to the heart? We have a death of a 72-year-old woman due to broken heart syndrome. I want to talk to you guys about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.